Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Blake from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show, every Sunday from 4 till 6 on Vectis Radio FM 104.6. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news and weather, and jokes that will make you wonder why you listen to this radio station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 13, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 16, lows of 10. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 18, lows of 12. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 11. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 11. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, community organisers have been urged to get in touch with Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service if they are planning to light a beacon to mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Thousands of beacons are expected to light up the night sky on Thursday the 2nd of June, kick-starting a weekend of celebrations across the nation to commemorate the 70th year of Her Majesty's reign. If you are planning to light a beacon, it's important that you let the fire service know as soon as possible. Dan Tasker, Assistant Director of Operations at Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service, says, "We know that many people across our communities will be celebrating Her Majesty the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. It promises to be a great and memorable occasion, and we want everyone to have fun." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight NHS Trust is now out of financial special measures, it has been confirmed. The Trust was placed into special measures in 2019 due to an increased deficit of £13 million and ongoing financial underperformance. It led to health bosses at St Mary's Hospital receiving support from other NHS bodies and a financial improvement director appointed. NHS England and NHS Improvement have now recognised the progress made by the Trust and decided to remove it from financial special measures. It comes as the Trust has broken even for the past two financial years, as well as improving services. It has also had more than £90 million worth of debt written off by the government in a financial reset to help NHS trusts cope during the height of the COVID pandemic. The Isle of Wight NHS Trust Director of Finance, Jo Gooch, said she was pleased with the news, especially following the recognition from the Care Quality Commission that the Trust was now good. Finally, St Helen's Beach has once again been awarded the coveted Seaside Award. The awards celebrate the quality and diversity of the local coastline. The award to St Helens recognises it as one of the best beaches in the country, where visitors and local residents can be assured that the beach will be clean and safe and meet the highest environmental standards, as well as have an international standard bathing water quality. Jonathan Bacon, the chair of St Helens Parish Council, said, "It is very pleasing for St Helens Beach to be once again recognised in the Seaside Awards. The award is both a testament to the inherent quality of the beach and the reasons it is loved by locals and visitors alike, as well as a recognition of the hard work put in both locally and by the Isle of Wight Council and other agencies to maintain that quality." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that are going on next week. On Tuesday, we have Bob Howarth Big Band at Rylestone Gardens in Shanklin at 7:45 p.m. Get Network at Ventnor Arts Club at 5 p.m. On Wednesday, we have Sandow and Shanklin Military Band at Rylestone Bandstand in Shanklin at 8 p.m. Speed Quizzing at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7:30 p.m. Tea Dance at the Broadway Centre at Sandown at 2 p.m. On Thursday, there is Music, Open Mic and Jam Night, Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7:30 p.m. Scamp at Ventnor Putting Green at 2 p.m. Vectis Brass at Rylestone Bandstand in Shanklin at 8 p.m. Jubilee Quiz at Sandown Conservative Club at 8:30 p.m. Beyond the West End at Shanklin Theatre at 8:15 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. David Baddiel, who's a comedian, Michelle Collins, who's a soap opera actress, and Emma Kennedy, who's a TV actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Cassidy with the recipe for today. For the ingredients, you will need 500 grams of cold leftover pipella or shortbought, 50 grams of plain flour, 2 eggs beaten, 75 grams of dried breadcrumbs, 1 tablespoon of smoked pipella, vegetable oil, sunflower oil for deep frying, 12 thin slices of chorizo, 12 green Spanish olives. And here's the method. Step 1. With wet hands, divide and shape the pipella into 12 balls. If the pipella is too loose, knit in a few tablespoons of breadcrumbs until it's thick enough to roll. Step 2. Roll each ball into flour. Dust off excess. Then dip in egg. Mix the breadcrumbs with the paprika and roll the balls in the crumbs until well coated. Chill until you're ready to fry and serve, or for at least 30 minutes to allow the rice balls to firm. Step 3. Fill a deep saucepan 3/4 full with oil. Bring up to 180 degrees or hot enough to brown a chunk of bread in 40 seconds. Use a spoon to carefully lower the anchovy into the hot oil and cook for 3 to 4 minutes until golden brown. Then drain on kitchen paper. Don't overcrowd the pan or the temperature of the oil will drop. And last, to serve, skewer each anchovy with a folded slice of chorizo and olives. I'm Cassidy.
Hello, I am Blake from Vectis Radio in Ryde. Today I am at the Eastern Gardens at the event to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Falklands. So today I am chatting with someone who is actually in the war. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my old tour. I was in the first time in Lawrence, which usually is. And we was there in 1982 with the Scots Guards and the Irish Guards. Personally, I was in a depot instructor, and I got called back because I was NATO, and what happened was that the war had finished actually, and we were taking prisoners at Port Stanley, but we didn't know what to do with their ammunition, so they sent us over there to sort out their ammunition and weapons. But I was actually teaching people to do it, so I'd done the course prior to joining the regiment again, and that's what my job was, to teach NCOs how to deal with ammunition. I taught NCOs how to deal with ammunition and recognise non-military ammunition, non-British NATO ammunition.
Yeah.
Right? So to recognise that, you had to sort out what was usable and what was not. Because we'd use air ammunition as well, say, if you need to. But they just bombed the Galahad. Now, the thing that people don't realise about the Galahad was the more of their injured than ours on it. We lost 51 people on the Galahad. 51 guardsmen, many guards, cooks, civvies, right? But they also killed their own people as well. I couldn't understand that. Couldn't understand that. With a big Red Cross on it. And that really ticked me off because they bombed the Red Cross ship. So that you know, if there was ever any date of war, I was there. That.
Now, you have an impressive lot of medals there, sir.
You have lots.
I've actually got 22. But they're not all earning medals. Some of them are commemorative medals. But I was serving whilst the Queen was serving. So you can't do anything to get them there. But as far as first, the medals are just being there in the right place at the right time. The thing is that people say, it's a lot of medals. But it just means that I'm here to celebrate those who aren't here to collect themselves. My mates who died over there, those who died. So when I wear them, I wear it for them. Not for me. Just metal to me. But so there you go.
That's very personal to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just metal. I can replace them any time I like. You know, nowadays, you can replace them any time you like. But simple truth is it.
So, can you tell us about the drumhead that's going on this morning?
I know nothing.
What's that all about?
Well, a drumhead service is actually taken from Napoleonic times. It's where it's a law. They use it as the law where you had to carry out regimental duties, but no real place to do it. So they used the drum heads, the bass drums, the actual drum itself. And it was a draw. And if you look through the history of why you have drumhead service, they ruled from it. It was a draw, a military ruling centre, the drumhead service. So, and it's used for all kinds of different reasons. You can prosecute people, civilians. If, for example, you get prisoners, you know what to do with them, you'd have a drumhead service to discuss people. All the soldiers, you had a free hand of what you said in the drumhead service, about how you treated people and how you responded to how you deal with things. It's drumhead services is different, but the same purpose, different, same purpose.
Thank you so much, sir, for speaking to us.
Yes,
and
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We understand that it's going to be here all weekend.
I've no idea. I'm only here for the drumhead service.
You're here for the drumhead.
Yeah. Well, I live here anyway, so it makes no difference to me. But no, I thought I'd go show myself. Go show myself.
I can just say thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks. Thanks for that.
In local news this week, Island Line trains won't be serving Ryde Pierhead for more than 7 months to facilitate a £17 million critical repair project to the railway, it has been revealed. It's said that the platform superstructure at the end of Ryde Pier is coming towards the end of its operational life and requires renewal and refurbishment to allow it to continue to operate safely. If the works aren't completed before December this year, the line will be forced to close for safety reasons. It is proposed that works will get underway at the end of June and will continue until at least mid-February, during which time the line needs to be closed north of Ryde Esplanade. It will include replacing the dilapidated weather screen that greets visitors to the island. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight robbed a bank is being sued for a £650,000 amid allegations he has failed to pay back loans that helped prop up Festival before its demise. A trial is currently underway at the County Court of Central London and the Royal Courts of Justice, where Ticketline Network Limited is attempting to claim back the massive sum from Rob de Bank, real name Robert Gorham. It's alleged that Ticketline personally loaned Rob and co-director John Hughes around £100 million between 2016 and 2018. The loans were made personally to the events directors, as Ticketline did not have faith in the company, which eventually collapsed into insolvency. Co-director John Hughes has accepted that the loan has to be repaid, but Rob de Bank is fighting the claim, saying he never agreed to a personal loan. Finally, the Isle of Wight Learning Disability Support Centre at Holyrood Hall on the High Street in Newport will be opening on Monday the 13th of June. The centre will be a place where people with a learning disability can come along and talk about their care and support needs, where they will be listened to and given a voice, where they will be given a target development plan setting out their short and long-term goals and have support for how they want to live their lives. The centre will provide people with access to training and personal development to improve their life skills, focusing on preparing for work and volunteering, independent living, and personal and social development. It will work to minimise social exclusion by offering support that enables people to gain self-confidence, better accomplish day-to-day activities, and integrate with the community. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? And now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. David Baddiel, who was born in 1964, who's 58. Michelle Collins, who was born in 1961, who's 61. And finally, Emma Kennedy, who was born in 1967, who's 55. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Water a Flower Day on Monday the 30th of May recognises the importance of caring for our garden plants. Consider how boring the world would be if there were no beautiful flowers everywhere. We tend to take flowers for granted, most people would agree. This is due to the fact that we see them anytime we glance out the window or go for a walk. However, without nature, our walks would be far less calming. This day serves as a yearly reminder to express our gratitude for flowers and their rich colours, fragrant petals, and medicinal powers. Our world would have been a desolate place if it hadn't been for vanilla, lavender, chamomile, and many more floral plants and trees. Number 2. Say Something Nice Day on Wednesday the 1st of June, while being a fairly new concept, has been doing fantastic things all around the world and, believe it or not, has actually brought people closer together. The world has changed dramatically in the last 50 years, and in the 21st century, technology began to play a significant role in dividing humanity. If you can't think of anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Those are the eternal words shouted by people all around the world, but what if we truly listened? The world may be a harsh place at times, and if there is one thing that we desperately need, it is a little bit more niceness. And finally, number 3. International Corgi Day on Saturday the 4th of June is a celebration of how these animals enrich our lives and make them more joyful. Corgis are well liked for a variety of reasons. They are quiet canines that are well suited to urban environments. They enjoy playing, are friendly, and can always cheer you up when you're in a bad mood. They're not going to quit bothering you until they see a big smile on your face. This day is an opportunity for corgi owners all around the world to show their appreciation for their four-legged corgi by pampering them. After all, who doesn't want to show their love for a beloved corgi? That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Connor from Vectis Radio. I'm here at the 40th anniversary event for the Falklands War. It's happening in Esther Gardens in Ryde. Today, I'm chatting with Bob from White Tents First Aid. Tell us about what you do.
Hi, Connor. Yeah, I'm Bob from White Event First Aid and Training. We do what it says on the tin. We cover first aid events for the general public and corporations, and we also train the public and companies in first aid.
Okay. Where do you do your work?
Well, we are scattered all over the island, and we do work on the mainland as well. I have a training room at home, but we can go to premises and train people. And it's getting the message over. First aid is a good thing to know.
What is the most important thing people should know about first aid?
The biggest thing ever is not panic. Remember what you've been shown and told what to do. Take your time, not too long, but go in and look at things. Check for danger first. Response from the casualty and work through what you've been trained to do, and then you can't go far wrong.
Okay.
But remember, don't panic.
I will not. No, no, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello, this is Blake with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday this week. At both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema, we got Boonie Bears, Back to Earth, which is rated a PG, The Bob's Burgers Movie, rating to be confirmed, Top Gun, Maverick, which is rated a 12A, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is rated a 12A, Downton Abbey in New Era, which is rated a 12A, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is rated a PG. At Cineworld only, we have Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is rated a 15, and The Lost City, which is rated 12A. And at Commodore Cinemas only, we got Bad Guys, which is rated a U. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the cinema websites.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is toxophilite. T-O-X-O-P-H-I-L-I-T-E. It can be used as a rare noun which refers to a student or lover of archery, or a rare adjective which refers to anything related to archers and archery. It can be used in the sentence, the fact that she practiced hitting targets every day meant that only one thing was for certain, she was as much of a toxophilite as her brother. It originated from the late 18th century from the Greek words toxon, which means bow, and philos, which means loving, followed by the suffix ite. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Bye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.